quality flowers from around the world and takes pride in delivering fresh flowers daily to St. Louis and the surrounding areas. Go to lushersflowers.com and order online or pick up the phone and call 314-832-3500. They're fresher from Lesher.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Grizz fans, grab your tickets for wrestling night as your Memphis Grizzlies host the New Orleans Pelicans Saturday, February 9th at 7 p.m. For $22, get two terrace-level tickets and two five-piece boneless wing coupons from Wing Guru. Get tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today.
I'm stalling here because I'm looking for an email. Hang on. This is an email sent to me with a question about Johnny Londoff. And, oh, here we go. Here we go. First of all, let me welcome our guest. I'll throw the question at him. I just found it. Ladies and gentlemen, the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Londoff. John, how are you? Good. I'd like to read you an email that I got this morning. And the problem with it is it's very vague, and I wrote the guy back. Here's what he says. He says, Frank, I'm in the early stages of looking for a new vehicle. When Johnny comes on today, do you think that he could talk? By the way, he says when Johnny calls at 4 o'clock, sometimes it's the 3 o'clock, sometimes the 4. This guy must be psychic or something because he said 4. He said when he calls in, you think that he could talk about whether or not Chevy has any specials on vehicles, whether it be financing, model end of the year car show specials, etc. I would like to include Chevy in my search if they have any sales or deals going on. If they don't, disregard this. And it's from Al. Now, before you say anything,
yes.
I'm guessing that your reaction to if they don't have any specials on financing or pricing, disregard this. That is not the case that there are no specials. That's not the case.
There's a ton of specials.
And, but what he doesn't do is he doesn't...
Everything is posted on Londoff.com.
Yeah, but he doesn't get specific. John, he doesn't get specific. He just said... I wrote him back and I said, Al, you know, thank you for the email. And I said, I don't know what you're looking for, a truck, a car. I said... Why don't you just call them? I mean, just call and ask for the sales department, and they'll tell you everything.
Because, 4 o'clock.
Oh, he does.
4 o'clock on Wednesday and then 3:30 on Thursday. So, and it's been that way for, my gosh, a long time, buddy. A long time.
And so, Al, the answer to your email is yes, 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 and yes.
Yes.
Go to Londoff.com or stop by or call the dealership. There's your answer.
Yeah, whether it's a car, a truck, or an SUV, the deals are really, 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 really good. And the deals at Londoff Chevrolet, I'm telling you, they are so much better than that Super Bowl game. Oh, my God, did that thing stink. Except that Stan Kroenke and the Rams lost.
Yeah.
So glad that the Patriots won. And... that guy, Julian Edelman, the MVP, the receiver, you know, they put a microphone in front of the guy's mouth, and he must be very shy, okay? He is one heck, and I don't mean heck, he is one heck of a receiver. He's not that big. I think he's like 5'10", 5'11", and he's around these monsters, and he just, he's good.
And I have a question. You're much more of a You're much more of a sports guy than I am. I have a question here for all of you, everybody in the room. This business about holding the thing in front of your mouth, is there the code so that nobody can see? Are there really that many lip readers for the other team watching with binoculars and that many people out there who are great enough at lip reading that they can see the play you're calling? I guess so, because they all do it. Even the assistant coaches, they get the thing over their mouth when they talk up to the headset so nobody can see them.
There's been teams fined for doing that exact thing, Frank, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. For lip reading?
For having coaches up in the sky with binoculars and then sending the mouth reading results. There have actually been teams fined for hiring professional lip readers to do it and then give the information and the coaches send out.
Bills got busted. My uncle used to do that for the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, he wasn't very good at his job, but still.
Your uncle was a lip reader?
For the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
That's amazing. Jeez. You don't know what you're going to learn on this program. I mean,
I'll tell you who they need to put out there as a coach, and he wouldn't need to... I'll tell you who they can put out as a coach, and he wouldn't need to put the card in his mouth. They should hire John Hadley, because no lip reader can lip read.
I'm gonna tell you what, dude, we're gonna do whatever you should you can.
It would completely throw him off.
You don't have to be a lip reader to read and see what some of those coaches were saying. Bill Belichick, when that in the fourth quarter there, and they didn't know was it first and 20 is second, and I mean, it was just like he is screaming at the off the field official. I almost felt sorry for the official, because I mean, Belichick was just all over him. But sure. I mean, they have it. I mean, they cover their faces in baseball. You know, when they go to the mound, the catcher's coming.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Because obviously, it's something that's been going on for a long time, Frank. I mean, they do it, you know, in all sports, but.
And that's a great talent.
That when we had a football team, the St. Louis Rams were favored by 15 points in the game was being played against the New England Patriots. It was their first of the six Super Bowl championships that they won, and they were basically caught videoing our practices.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that.
I don't think the Rams were taking the game that seriously, because then the Patriots should not have been in the Super Bowl, but yet they smacked us. They hit our receivers. Oh, and let's see. Look it up, Tim. I think that Marshall Faulk, one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL, I think he got 11 touches. I think they gave him the ball 11 times. It might have been 10, but I know it wasn't what it should have been, which should have been like 24, 25, 30, and throw some passes out to him out in the flats. I mean, I don't know. But that was a boring game. But again, back to Johnny Law and Up Chevrolet, if we must. The deals are so much better, Al, and everyone else in AM and PM land. The deals are so much better than that football game. That's probably the least amount. That's our game that you could have a party and you could talk with people, and every 5-10 minutes you might look and say, yeah, it's still 3-0.
Normally, if you're at a Super Bowl party and people are talking, you get mad. You go, I'm trying to watch the game.
On this game,
you wanted everybody to talk.
Right. How about some more pizza?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, let's go out and get pizza, and maybe when we come back, something will have happened.
Something
rather.
Well, there's only one day that we eat more food in America than the Super Bowl.
Let me guess. No, hang on. Well, I guess it would be Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day. Dan.
Cinco de Mayo.
What did he say?
I guess Cinco de Mayo.
Dan said, Valentine's Day. Well, Cinco de Mayo, there actually is a lot of a Mexican food concern, but Valentine's Day, I know what you're trying to do.
You're eating food, Dan. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Tim. He's trying to be dirty. Dan's trying to be dirty. Eating food.
Dan. Oh.
Yeah. Way to go, Dan.
This is the Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet in the PM segment. This is a family moment, okay? Yeah. It's about providing transportation for, you know, young people and all people, families. Dan, remember that, Dan.
Dan,
go in the corner. Time out.
Okay. This is why, Dan, you'll never get hired by one of the gospel stations.
Oh, man. Okay.
No, never. But, yeah, Thanksgiving. But I would say that Thanksgiving probably... Definitely, there's a lot more food at Thanksgiving. than the Super Bowl, but still, that's a huge day to compete against when it comes to food and eating. And it's over now. Football's over for so now. Tim, you were just talking about Blues hockey. Now it's time to try to see if the Blues can absolutely pull a rabbit out of the hat and start playing some hockey. You know,
they're one of the best teams in the league. One of the best teams in the league this year in 2019.
Yeah,
I mean since January 1st, they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, well, they need to continue through obviously February, March, and we'll see. Right? Isn't the last game of the season like 4th of April or something? So. Who knows, it might boil down to that to see if they make it to the playoffs. But I can tell you this much, folks. People are open late tonight. How about this? Sunset isn't until 5:30, which means that the sky will still be pretty bright.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, man, you kidding me? And temperatures today? Unbelievable.
Nice weather.
So, all right, give us a call. Give us a call if you can start to make fun of me. And I have feelings too. I just want to. I have feelings too. So,
John, nobody was making fun of you. If we'd made fun of you, it wouldn't have been anything you just heard. It would have been something like, because we own a bidding and lot, there'll be any end of Chevrolet. It would have been something like that. And we didn't do that.
But you said something about the weather.
Nice weather.
How about Dan? He said something about the weather.
I sound like that?
Well,
no, you don't.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com. Dan, I don't think I've asked you to sing the jingle for a while.
Oh.
Oh, sing it. How about the harmonica?
I'm gonna
try. How about
try.
Playing on the harmonica? That's what people.
I'll do both.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Sing it first.
Yeah.
Then play it on the harmonica. Okay.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. How about that?
All right, let me throw this at you real quickly. Can you do this? Can you do Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead wake? Can you do that whole thing?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
No, play it. No, play it. Play it. That's it.
There we go.
Wow. Well done, bud.
I'm surprised that you have not been invited yet to be on the stage at the at Powell Symphony Hall.
Well,
I am too.
Philharmonic.
I think we all are.
Well, you know what, John? That's coming because my daughter is now a member of the St. Louis Symphony Choir. So,
you have a daughter?
Yeah.
That went to the big Christmas symphony, and it was awesome. Okay, it was great. So, I got to go and go talk to a customer and have a great rest of the show.
All right, you too, John. Right. Thank you.
Dude, Frank, do me a favor.
What?
Try not to miss me too much until I talk to you once. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye, John. There he goes. I know it's not 62 right now, something like that. Did you see Thursday and Friday?
Weather.
Oh, knock it off. Did you see Thursday and Friday night? Thursday night 15, Friday night 14.
We're going to go right back down.
Yeah.
Back down into the deep freeze.
Yeah.
Again. All right. What time is it? Oh, I know what we have to do. Hit the that music. Yeah. Josh Bauman, look at him. Am I ever going to be on? Yeah, you'll be on. You're on right now. Time to talk a little tech talk, get some good advice, maybe answer a couple of questions. That would be this guy's job. Josh Bauman, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Folks, let me tell you something. You want to put it off till spring? Okay, I get it. That's okay. That's fine. But when spring comes, you go, all right, let's get these windows replaced. Window World. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let me give you the phone numbers in case you have a tech question or some cool tech product that you found and discovered and you want us to know about it. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
Good. That green room treatment, Frank, she shaved my feet, and it's been a long time since I've had my feet.
Shaved your feet?
Yeah.
You have hair on your feet?
Yeah.
You have hair on your feet?
You don't have hair on your feet?
On the top of your feet, on your toes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, like okay. On the bridge of your foot.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought you meant you had hair on the bottom of your feet.
No.
That would be...
What are you been doing?
Are you going to make butter with the clippings and then make some brownies with that? Or?
What?
I think you can only get
What was that?
It was a marijuana joke, like that his hair is made of marijuana and that you can make butter with the forget it.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what? In fact, you know what? Limey, no, just edit that out. That was a dumb joke.
I got shame. Edit it.
Radio edit.
So what else did they do in the green room?
Oh, they massaged my scalp a little bit and cut my hair. Yeah. So yeah. That's about
it.
That's good. So,
before you start, I have a contribution to the segment.
Okay.
And I didn't know this product existed. For those of you who have like an extra television, all right, in your house, or it's in a room, but you don't have a DVR or some kind of box in there, but you like every once in a while to be able to go into a separate room and watch it. I don't have the name. Maybe I could pull it up here real quick. There is a product. A friend of mine named Craig has this in his house. And essentially what it is you can... It's $188. Here it is. Tech, T-E-C-H, Digital Wireless. Here's essentially what this does. Josh, you familiar with this thing?
No, I haven't heard of it.
All right, there's a transmitter and receiver. You plug the transmitter, I think probably with just a HDMI plug, into the back of your DVR or whatever that box is for cable or dish or DirecTV. There's a satellite unit. It's a small little thing with a couple of little antennas on it. You plug it into a TV in another room. It mirrors what you're watching on TV number one. And now do you know what I'm talking about?
It makes sense to me. I totally could see the use case for it.
Now, the downside is TV number two has to watch whatever is on. Not necessarily the television itself can be off, but whatever channel that receiver box is on, that's what you're going to have to watch on TV number two. But I still think, let's say you have an office in your house, and you have a little TV, and you just like to watch the news. Well, put the news on TV in the great room, on the box at least, and go in and turn on your TV, and there it is.
Right.
On whatever source input you've plugged the receiver.
Or say you're in the backyard queuing and you want to watch something on TV out there instead of running inside and outside, you know, Cardinals games on or something,
you know,
like that.
What? That's a... Oh, that now you give me another idea. Bathroom. Like you're taking a shower, taking a bath, or shaving or whatever, and you like to watch okay. And you like to, and there's a little TV in the bathroom and you'd like to watch CNN or Fox or the ball game or whatever. Put it on the TV in the main room or wherever the box is, and it will in HD. It'll be right on that other TV. I think it's a great idea.
It is for interesting. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my contribution.
Those older TVs, you know, those older non-smart TVs, that's a great solution for that. You know, most TVs that you're buying now are smart and they have wireless cards built in, so you can kind of get around that. But yeah, there's a total use case for that. Dan, we joke about the bathroom. I used to work with a guy that he had a recliner in the bathroom, a TV in the bathroom, something else. And that's where that's where he went every evening to watch TV because he was a smoker and his wife wouldn't let him smoke in the rest of the house. So he turned the exhaust fan on in the bathroom and smoked all evening and just sat in there and watched TV. It was kind of weird.
How big was the bathroom?
I don't know. I never went to his bathroom.
In there.
Yeah,
but the actual name of the product, I just pulled it up on the actual name of the product is JTech, like the initial J-T-E-C-H, JTech. Digital. If you just Google that, you'll find it. It's
interesting.
An HD wireless extender or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
you could probably totally solve some problems with that. So last week we didn't take many phone calls. I don't know that we took any phone calls. So if anybody wants to call in with a problem or a question, I'm more than happy to answer that. I would like to start with a little tech story, though, Frank, if it's okay with you.
Well, it's not just me. I'm not the only one on here. We have to have a conference and see if it's okay with everybody. Okay, go ahead.
So my in-laws, and Frank, you've talked about this. You even talked about it last week, too. My in-laws went to South America for the last 2 weeks. They were on a cruise. They flew down to Santiago, Chile, got on a cruise ship, went around the southern horn, Cape Horn of South America, and ended in Buenos Aires. They spent
That's a great story. I'm glad you contributed. I'm sorry.
I don't think he's finished.
I'm sorry. I was hoping you were sorry.
Done. So, sorry. Thanks, Tim. So they get home over the weekend, and they have a ton of pictures they want to share with us and, you know, show us about their trip and seeing the penguins and all these sea lions they saw and all the food, the great food they eat. But they couldn't cast it to their TV. They didn't have an Apple TV or a Chromecast. So my father-in-law...
Oh, come on! That's not fair!
Come on. Let me introduce, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the new replacement the replacement bully of the show, Limey.
Yeah. What?
Wow, that was unnecessary. Josh, I'm enjoying the story. For whatever it's worth, I am enjoying the story.
All right, I'll shut up. You carry on.
That makes one.
Go ahead. So my father-in-law was able to run down to Walmart and pick up a Chromecast for $35. He can now cast his photos.
My God, are you still talking?
I'm kidding. So he's able to cast his photos to the television now and share them with the family and visitors that come over, and he can talk about his trip. And it was relatively easy. It was just a trip to Walmart, plugging it in the back of the TV, downloading the Chromecast app on his phone, and away he went. Now he's able to show and share all of that content. So it's nowhere near as
hard. My
art.
God, are you still talking?
And you know what? Over the course of no time at all, it'll be money. It's already well spent. And certain things you just get your money's worth out of them right away.
And it's $35. I mean, it's cheaper. I mean, you name it. It's that is a very low barrier to entry.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
In my basement, I have a couple of big boxes filled with slides. I mean, carousel after carousel, multiple carousel, hundreds of slides. A friend of mine, the same guy that told me he had these transmitter things for the TV, is doing all of the transfer himself to digital to record them
right
for eternity. He's doing the slides one at a time. It's going to take him dozens of hours, if not more.
Yeah, I don't doubt
where,
that.
Where would you recommend, if I, he said, you know, there's some reputable places where I could actually dump all the slides out of the carousels. I'd have to pluck them all out, just put them in a box. They don't have to be, you know how slides can be side up or upside down, or you can have them in the projector backwards. There are companies that'll make sure it's printed in the right format, the right orientation, and then send them back to you in, I guess, what, some memory stick or something?
Yeah, there are companies that'll do that. I don't know. I read an article a couple of weeks ago about Kodak is now offering this. And there's some companies in St. Louis, some camera resale camera and photography shops in St. Louis that used to offer this service. I don't know if they still do. But Kodak has a service called Digitizing Box. And you order the box from Kodak, you put your stuff, slides, old movies, whatever, in the box, you send it off to them, and back up a second, they send you barcodes as well, barcode stickers. You put that sticker on all your stuff, you send it off to Kodak, they scan it all, and they give you a website to download that stuff from once they're done scanning it. So I'm looking at Kodak's site now. If you Google Kodak Digitizing Box, it ranges anywhere from $70 to $700 or, you know, $639, depending on how many items you're delivering to them. Right. And the $600 one is 40 pieces. Now, I don't know if that means like 40 slide reels or, converts up to 40 tapes, 40 films, 40 sets of 25 pictures to digital. So it's kind of pricey. If you want a thumb drive, it's an extra $80, it looks like.
Well, I'm not going to do it myself. I made the mistake of transferring all my videotapes. I had over 100 hours
sure.
of video. It took me forever. ever.
Yeah. Because
you got to do it. You have to do it in real time.
It's one to one. Yeah.
Yeah. Play the video, and it was fun, kind of sitting there watching some of the old videos. But man, I kept looking at the stack yet to be done. I'm thinking I'm never going to get through
this.
It took me. It must have taken me. Oh my goodness. 100 hours
well,
to transform or more.
Yeah, because what, each VCR, and I don't know what Super 8 used to be. I don't know how many minutes, but I mean, you're talking at least probably an hour to 2 hours per reel, right?
If it was good quality tape, the best quality tape VCR was like, I think, an hour. Because it was, and the thinner crap, they'd be 4 hours, but it would disintegrate.
Right.
It's the cheapest crap you could buy. But I don't want to stay on that and mess up your segment here, but
still
think
valid.
There are a lot of people sitting on
absolutely
either 8mm film or slides or just whatever. You have to get it transferred. It will eventually either disintegrate or fade away. You can't even tell what it is.
So the other interesting part of that too is if you've had stuff transferred to CD or DVD, CDs and DVDs do have a shelf life. Now, granted, they're 30 plus years. If they're exposed to sunlight and extremes, that can shorten that life. So if you're really wanting archival purposes, USB drive and a copy in the cloud would be my recommendation. And that cloud copy can be Apple Photos or whatever their online storage solution is. I'm super pleased with Google Photos. I have every picture that I've taken of my two boys and, from their birth on Google Photos. And the facial recognition that's wrapped into that is crazy. They know Jackson from a 3-month-old to 13. It's unbelievable. I would highly recommend.
I believe you forgot what it is we're supposed to add to help you not do that. Thank you. I have one little project for you.
Yes,
if
sir.
You would, if you'd investigate this for me.
Yes, sir.
You know how they can take like really old footage and restore it to where the movie looks like it was just shot? Can they do, cause here, all my kids, all their video footage of them when they were little, I have it on DVD. Now, I'm not going to take that and, again, transfer it. I'll let them do it when I'm dead because it'll still be good. It's stored properly. But my question is, some of that old VCR, VHS stuff is not the greatest quality. Is there a program where somebody out there can enhance that and make it look crisper?
I'm sure there is a program out there that probably has a filter or a plug-in built into it that looks for the noise in the video and tries to remove the noise. Off the top of my head, I don't know, but I can research that, Frank.
Thank you, because it seems to me if they can colorize World War I footage...
Sure.
They could clean clean up old VHS stuff. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Those were
we
things
also
I
have
wanted
a call
to throw
too.
Out there. Well, let's take that call because if we don't, we may never get to it. His name is Will. Will, thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan and say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Will. What can I help you?
Thank you.
What can I help
question.
You with?
Now that you're on that subject about old DVDs and VHS players or tapes, I used to have an old JVC camcorder that would record, videos on DVDs, the small mini discs.
Okay.
I since have gotten rid of that, but I recall on some of them before we could play them on our DVD player, we would have to format those. And there are several that I have that weren't formatted. Is there a way that I can do that so I can pull up those videos and watch them?
Wow.
Go ahead,
Frank. Yeah.
Will, did the actual recorder, the camcorder, obviously there was a way when the disc was in it you could look at what you had shot, right?
Yes.
Okay. My suggestion, and I'll turn it over to Josh, because, man, I've been through all this. I owned every format video recorder from the early days of the big VHS to VHS-C to 8mm. The best transfer option to me, if you still have the JVC recorder?
I do not.
Well.
Then, you know what? What if he went on eBay, tried to buy the same?
Yep.
Is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly it.
We'll buy that same recorder. And then do the transfer, playing the disc from inside that recorder. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, that would be mine too.
And you, and then you'll buy it for next to nothing. I mean, you go on eBay, you'll find that JVC thing, $25, $30. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, the only other thing that I could recommend is if you strike out on eBay looking for that model camcorder, and my guess would be is that you'll have some luck. You know, it may not be the best looking one or might have some scratches in it, but you should be able to find something. My last ditch effort, you may want to stop by, like I said earlier, there's a couple photography stores in St. Louis, and I think they're both on Manchester Road.
Schiller's?
Schiller's and Creve-Coeur, yeah. Would be to stop by or call them and see if they would offer or if they would know how to help you. My guess would be is they might, because that's kind of their thing. And I know one or both of them used to offer that digitizing service as well.
Right. I think Schiller still does, but I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, how many discs do you have? Will, how many discs do you have?
I've got, probably a dozen or so.
Okay, and how much time did each one hold? Half an hour or an hour?
Yeah, maybe half an hour. Some may have only had 10 minutes because we were trying to, you know, just do it for that certain kid's birthday and, you know, keep the birthdays going as they grew up, but...
You know what? You got
I got the tape. She got the camcorder. So
you got less than. It's not that much total time on it. Whether you do it with a new or really nice pre-owned JVC recorder player, or you have it done, this is just not going to cost that much. That's if you had 100 hours. Of stuff, it'd be pricey, but you don't have that much.
And
get it done.
You may find a used one on Amazon too. More and more people are starting to sell like new items or used items on Amazon, so it'd be worth checking there.
Okay, I will check them both out. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Will. Thank you. We appreciate that you listen. Jake, is Jake still with us?
Yep.
Jake, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Well, hey, Josh Bauman and Frank and the gang, AM and the PM.
Jake?
Question. I got a... Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. It's just a telephone question, a cell phone. My daughter's turning 14 tomorrow, and she's had a Samsung Galaxy S7 for the last 2 years, and my wife and I both have one as well. Well, she's been wanting to get an iPhone. Is that going to mess my plan up with AT&T?
No. No.
And also, which iPhone? Because I don't want to get the brand new one.
Sure.
It's like $1,000 or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So, what would you suggest there?
It should not, I can almost say with certainty, that it will not affect your plan. Though they're both smartphones. You'll still get charged for that extra fee for having a smartphone, whatever. That shouldn't be a problem. If you're curious about the models of phones, I would go down to your nearest store, either a big box store like Best Buy that sells phones for every carrier, or your carrier's local store, and just look and see what they have. They should have probably at least one, maybe two revisions old phones. So the iPhone 10 is out now. My guess would be is they would have it probably the 8 out as well. I will say
that's kind of what I suggested to her. Maybe the iPhone 8, but I don't know if there's different models or not.
There are, and honestly, what you may want to look at is the 10R. It's kind of a lower model of the newest one. It doesn't have some features, and I think the processor is a little bit less than the regular 10. And again, I don't know how much money you're actually going to save by going with the iPhone 8 or, an older model. If it's $200 difference, honestly, for the lifespan that you're going to get out of that newer phone, you may want to, because that 8 is probably two revisions old already. So you're talking at least 16 months old, 18 months old. Apple kind of got in trouble a couple years ago for intentionally slowing down older phones with software releases. So
yeah, that you're talking about that.
You've kind of got to keep that in mind as well. So if you want her to have a decent experience, look at the 10R, but I don't think you'd go wrong with the 8 either. I would also make sure that she understands what it means to leave Android and go to the iPhone ecosystem. It's not going to work exactly the same. All of her apps are going to work and everything, but the layout of the phone and how the phone functions and how you change settings on the phone are pretty different from an Android. So there's going to be a learning curve. I know most teens want iPhones because it's the, you know, it's the hip phone or whatever. Right. But just make sure she understands. Yeah. And I get that. You know, and there are some advantages to texting with other friends that that have iPhones from the iMessage standpoint. You know, if they leave the setting turned on, you can see when the messages are read and you can see when the person's typing back. Those are neat features. That's actually something that's being tossed around. That's a standard called RCS that most carriers are going to enable for Android phones as well in the next, I would say, less than a year. T-Mobile's already talking about doing it sooner than later. But again, she's not going to care about that. She's going to care about having an iPhone. So
yeah, she's more of you know, Instagram.
Oh, sure.
You know, video chat.
And that stuff will work. Instagram's going to work. Facebook's going to work. Snapchat's going to work. It's just the underlying below the hood kind of stuff is going to be different. And if she can get past that, she'll be fine.
Yeah, she will be able to.
And if she gets an iPhone, she'll likely ask you for an Apple Watch next. So just be ready for that.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's next birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Those aren't cheap either.
All right, guys. Jake,
how old is your daughter?
Have a great evening.
Jake, before you get away, how old is your daughter? How old is she?
14.
14. She currently has some kind of phone, right?
She's got a Galaxy S7. She's had it for 2.5 years.
I'm just curious. I want to ask you. You sort of answered what I was going to ask you. Do you ever just, with no announcement, just when you feel like it, just take her phone and get into it and look at what she's doing? Do you ever?
Oh yeah, Frank. I've got parental controls and I got her password. I got everything. So
good for you. Good for you.
My wife or I, both of us, every once in a while we'll just grab it and just
watch
through it and just see what's going on.
So two recommendations. Because I have a 13-year-old boy. Not that it's any easier to raise boys versus girls, and you know that whole argument. But two apps to kind of watch for. If she's using Snapchat, there's an area called My Eyes Only, and you can hide photos in there from the normal photo stream in Snapchat. So you might want to ask her if she has any My Eyes Only photos and look at them. The other thing is there's an app called WhatsApp, WhatsApp. Facebook just bought it about 6 months ago, I think. It is another...
What's the app?
WhatsApp, no the...
WhatsApp, WHAT app. WhatsApp.
It's another messaging app, and it claims to be secure, and you can hide messages and kind of put security on your messages, so if someone picks up your phone and opens up the app, they can't see them. So those are two other things to kind of be aware of. Kids are getting...
Basically, sometimes there's a password within the password.
Correct.
In other words, Jake, you've got a password to get into most everything, but... You can't get into the stuff he's talking about unless she says, she fesses up and says,
smarter than we are.
Yeah,
I know. They're much smarter than we are. And by the way, Jake, you're a pretty smart parent because I'm going to tell you something. When I asked that question, do you ever look into what's in your daughter's phone? You'd be stunned at how many parents would say, well, I would never do that. That's an invasion of privacy and they deserve some privacy.
Crazy.
What a pile of BS that is.
Yeah.
And you're just asking for trouble. So good for you, Jake. And thank you for calling and thank you for listening.
Well, and it's,
have a great night. What's that?
Your one photo, your one text message, one photo being sent away from having cops involved, and the amount of kids that send photos to one another that are risque would be, I guess, the word.
Yeah.
It turns my stomach, man. That's
there is a schoolmate that has been a girl that's been in that situation, and so I'm just like, you know. I don't want my daughter.
Stay on it.
Yeah.
Anything.
Stay on it. You're a good guy. You're a good dad. Thank you, Jake.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah. Let me just say something.
Sure.
There are parents, and I got three kids, and they're grown now, and I've been through a bunch of stuff. There are parents who, I'm not kidding, will never go in and rummage through their kids' rooms because they say if they did that, their kids could never trust them. I got news for you. You can't trust your kids.
No.
You can't.
No.
I don't care.
That's a lot of the parents that are out there that are more worried about their children being their friends
exactly.
than anything else.
Yeah. You're exactly
like,
right.
My dad never had an issue going through any of my things. I can.
You have the right at any moment, if they're not home, to go in that room. It's your house. You go in there and you turn everything over and open some drawers. You have every right to do. You may save your kid's life.
Yeah.
You know, if some of these knucklehead parents had walked in and seen their kids making pipe bombs and had an arsenal of weapons, maybe we could have saved some lives of kids that got killed. But no, the Klebold and Harris, that Columbine, their parents, we didn't know he had a bunch of bombs and stuff. Well, you should have gone in the room and looked.
Yeah.
And back to what we're supposed to be doing here. Go ahead.
Sure.
Josh.
Did you guys hear about the FaceTime bug last week?
I did not.
I did.
So this was pretty crazy. FaceTime, you know, Apple's video chat service, they were looking at adding a group video chat feature. And this 14-year-old kid figured out that if you start a FaceTime call, say I don't have an iPhone, but if I called Limey with FaceTime, before he answered, if I added my own phone number back to that call, that it opened up the mic on his phone and I could hear everything going on his side of the conversation, even though he hasn't picked up on the call yet.
Not the camera, just the mic.
Correct. That's the way I read this, was just
that's
the mic.
That's creepy.
And it was a 14-year-old kid that figured this out. He said he tried contacting Apple and explaining the bug to them over a period of like a week and a half and was completely ignored by Apple. No return, emails, nothing. So he posted it online on social medias, and it's amazing how quick Apple responds when something like that happens, because the news media picked it up. Apple has supposedly disabled the group FaceTime feature and will be releasing an update, I guess, later this week to address the issue.
All right, so real quick, in the simplest of terms, again, because I've called on FaceTime. So he called somebody on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And then what did he do?
So he called somebody on FaceTime, and while it was ringing, he added another caller to the call. This was that group FaceTime feature. He went
another caller, another recipient?
Another recipient. Like, he was calling another person on FaceTime. But
okay, so I'm calling Dan.
Right.
And then while it's ringing, I call you.
Well, not exactly. You go in and you initiate another call, like you're going to call me, but you add your phone number instead of my phone number. So you add you would be in the call twice, more or less.
Okay.
And when that happened, for whatever reason, it would open up the mic on Dan's phone, and you could hear everything that was going on at Dan's location immediately, which kind of weird.
Wow.
And why he would have tried that. I mean, kids are weird and figure stuff out, but that's kind of a weird set of circumstances for
so
that.
I FaceTime Dan, and then while it's ringing, I add my own number.
Correct.
And then Dan doesn't answer, but I hear, no matter if his phone's in his pocket or on the table, I hear Dan say things like, I'm not picking that up, that's that bald-headed bastard. You know, I would get to hear that.
I'm not picking that up, that's a bald-headed bastard.
That fat, lazy bastard.
Yeah, so Apple kind of had egg on their face this week for that. But yeah,
you want to take GW's call?
Absolutely.
I say we do. GW, thank you for calling. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. Hey, gang.
Hey, GW.
Hello, GW.
Hey, GW.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, during the holiday season, my wife and daughter got new iPhones, and I got an i6.
Okay.
For my daughter, it's great. I'm learning all about it. I'm learning to text and do all the things. I'm on the speakerphone right now, which I like that feature. I have it laying here and just talk.
I'm sorry, what? We can't hear you. What?
okay. Very funny.
No. Wow.
I'm trying to learn this stuff. So I'm on the speaker thing, dude.
You're doing fine. It sounds great.
You got it, dude.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, I have...
Anyway.
I do not care for the ringer tones that are available, and I want to select a piece of or a section of a song I like as my ringer versus the ones that came with the phone, you know, the
right
phone. So So how do I get that done?
Well, GW, you might have to ask your daughter for help with that.
Yeah, GW, that's a complicated thing.
Yeah,
GW, here's the good news, GW. It's actually very simple, but I'm with these guys. Ask your daughter to do it for you. We could never sit here and try to explain it without showing it to you. The other thing you could do, you know how to get on YouTube or Google. If you go to YouTube and just on the search bar, type in that very question: how do I change a ringtone to a favorite song? It'll step by step walk you through it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
How's the reception been on your new?
It's good. It's good.
Thank goodness he didn't even get that stupid.
I know.
It's working great. You sound great. The phone's working great. And seriously, I do exactly what you're wanting to do. I have a separate song that comes on when my different people call. I know just from the song that comes on, it's them calling. It's really easy. Just have your daughter show you how to do it, or do that thing we said. You'll feel real proud of yourself if you do it yourself. And you will.
I'll be proud.
Well, you will. Go to YouTube, and they'll show you exactly what to do.
Hey,
just make sure you type in there, it's an iPhone. Say, how do I change ringtones on my iPhone? That's what you want.
10-4, 10-4.
Okay.
Smoking, buddy.
Hey, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Give me a break. You know what kind of music I like.
Rock and roll?
Polka? Rap?
Polka?
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
GW, thank you. Goodbye.
Did you guys? Go ahead, Frank.
No, we got about maybe 1 minute.
Okay. There was a study released by NYU and Stanford University. They had a group of subjects give up Facebook for 30 days, and after the end of the 30 days, they had the people rate their happiness and anxiety levels, and more or less all that maligned attitude stuff. Take a guess at what happened after they gave up Facebook for 30 days.
They panicked.
They felt very happy with life.
They did.
They all killed themselves.
Their self-worth, their anxiety went down, their happiness went up after giving up Facebook for 30 days. So there you go. If you
can I tell you the simple reason why? Because they didn't go on there and have to read a bunch of negative, hateful comments from people.
Yes.
Because that's what people post on Facebook. When you're not exposed to that, That old what you don't know won't hurt you is true sometimes.
Sure, absolutely.
You don't hear all the hate speech. All right, we only have no time, actually, so we'll save whatever else you had till next week. You're coming back next week.
Absolutely. Right? I enjoy this place,
all right,
man.
Give them your email address.
Sure, joshtechadvice@gmail.com.
All right. Josh Bauman, everybody. Thank you, Josh. Courtesy of the company I'm about to talk to you about, Window World. They make Josh Bauman's presence here possible. They make his presence possible tomorrow. Dan Buffa, Dr. Doug, doon da doon da doon down the line. Window World is a big part of this show. I'd like to keep it that way. Winter is a very, very slow time for window installation. I get it. I do. Winter will not be here forever. It's going to go away in a few weeks, and then it'll be spring. And I want you to be thinking right now. You can certainly call them now. I actually wish you would get this all lined up. Talk to them. Let them show you the windows, and let them go ahead and make plans to replace whether it's 1 or 10 or 20 of the windows that are now shot in your house. Go ahead and do it. Window World, and be sure you tell them your AM and the PM. And again, I absolutely cannot imagine anybody replacing windows in a home without looking at the window more people buy in this country than any other window. It just doesn't even make sense that you would not include them. So go to windowworldstlouis.com. You're going to find out all kinds of great stuff about this fantastic product with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. And that would be Window World. Again, windowworldstlouis.com. Folks, a joke that I have never told before on the radio. How often does this happen? Not very often. So if I were you, I'd call everybody you know and say there's a joke coming up he's never told before, because this happens about once every 4 years. So stay where you are. I think you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist photo from a yearbook. On Twitter, the New York Democrat said Northam should resign so Virginia can move forward. Northam, who's also a Democrat, is facing growing calls to resign after a photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook appeared, showing a person in blackface and another person dressed in a Ku Klux Klan robe. President Trump will reportedly call for an end to the